Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome you to Porch Talk. It's your host, Alan. We're down in Mobile, Alabama. It's been a big weekend, and I've got my buddy Abe Partridge here with me.
Hey, Alan.
How you doing, man?
Dude, I'm doing wonderful.
So it was a pretty big weekend for you. Your art got installed. Biggest art show of your art career so far.
Yeah.
Where and how long is that going to be around?
I believe the ending date is May 14th, and it is at the Alabama Contemporary Art Center in downtown Mobile, right off Cathedral Square.
I mean, man, a lot has kind of changed with the way that you're doing art. You're working the watercolors now.
Yeah. So the one at Alabama Contemporary Art Center is all in my same style I've been doing. But I've got a show right now in conjunction with the show at the Alabama Contemporary Art Center over at the University of South Alabama's Rodning Gallery, and they have my watercolors there. Yeah.
That's cool, man. I know when you were first sharing it out on social media with the Alabama Astronaut Club, man, I was like, man, cool.
Yeah.
Kind of new media.
Yeah, man. What happened was it got really hot in July and August, and I was, trying to paint, and I paint outside because, I work with a tar, and it stinks, and it's not, you don't want that stuff inside. It's really gross. And it got so hot in July and August that I started coming inside. I couldn't take it no more, and I still had the itch to paint something. I had some things I wanted to paint in my brain. And my daughter had some watercolors and some inks, and so I started fooling around. And yeah, it ended up, I don't know, it just kind of like, I just started doing it, and, the next thing you know, other folks liked it, and so I was like, well, shoot, I'm just going to keep on going on it,
It's something funny to me, and just through doing this podcast, interviewing musicians and artists, I was reading this article this morning that a human artist is now suing AI for imitating their art.
Good.
And it's been a big discussion, hanging around Columbus Art Council and just talking with people about it do you consider AI art to be true art? No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's, and then you can have the argument with music. Well, if you make beats and things off your computer, is that considered to be real? Not as real, maybe.
Yeah.
But I'm not a fan of the AI. And
no, man.
I'm not with it.
Me neither, dude. I'm not into that stuff.
It don't have any feel. Like when you're looking at, Van Gogh or whoever you're into, whether it's modern or going back a few years, you can look at that and you can kind of feel the humanity in it.
Yeah.
AI, it's just, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, right. There's no soul behind the word.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, you think about, like, with a child, you know what they're into, especially if they like to draw, because they'll draw it over and over again until they get good at it, and you can see the heart behind it. So, like, I'm very happy about that, and I hope it gets shut down. I'm not into all the AI and stuff.
I wouldn't foresee it probably getting shut down. It would be nice, but I think it's like nuclear weapons. I think that once they enter the world, then they are here to stay,
and they don't leave.
Yeah, and then the world just has to try to figure out a way to live with the new threat. And I don't think it's going to go anywhere because it exists.
Yeah.
You know, it's like nuclear weapons. They exist, and there's nothing we can do about it. You know, you could take all of them, throw them out in outer space somewhere, and the knowledge of how to make them is still here.
Yeah.
Some nefarious person at some point will build them again.
It was like the mind behind making it. I mean, he mourned the fact that he did it because he's end of his life, he realized what he did.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't a plus for humanity.
Right. It will doubtless probably be our demise. Yeah. That's the way this thing's probably going to go down. Yeah. At some point, I mean, mm-hmm. near future or far future. But yeah, I mean, you got a serious problem because we have this thing that can destroy the habitat that we reside in. Fragile.
And like you said in the song, is even if you were to survive and then you look at what a post world would be, it's not even a place I'd want to be.
Yeah, right.
So what's the point?
Yeah, exactly.
We met during COVID. I've been following and paying attention with what you've been doing. The Alabama Astronaut Podcast is out, and you got the Art Club. You just did 30A. Had the show last night, splitting the bill with Red and the Revelers and Psych Peace. Man, what you got coming down the pipe? What you looking forward to?
Dude, I've got shows essentially through July. I'll be home blessed that I'm on the road. And I'm going to Europe. I got New York City in April.
Is that a first?
My first time to New York City, yes. I'm going there to play a show with Tommy Stinson of The Replacements in April.
Cool.
Yeah. And Tommy's actually a buddy of mine. We've played several shows in Florida in the past, but this time I'm going up to his turf, so it's going to be cool. And then in May I've got a tour run. It's going to take me up through Chicago, and then in June I'll be in London, and then in July I'll be in Amsterdam, Rotterdam, doing some stuff over there. So it's gonna be busy, buddy,
on the up and up.
Yeah.
Man, like, as far as big cities, I guess in my mind it just doesn't make sense. But you know, Bob Dylan or whoever else, they've done it. But it just, I guess, folk music. I'm just thinking like West Virginia and the South more than I would like big city and metropolitan.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of my that's kind of like my roots from. My roots, you know, for building my fan base has been primarily in, of course, along the Gulf Coast, and Appalachia area, and out Texas a little bit. That's primarily where, you know, that kind of like my hotbeds of my tour activity. You know, that's kind of where I've spent most of my time. And the art club, the Alabama Astronaut Art Club, that's primarily where my people reside. But you know, I'm putting out a new record in April, and we're trying to I have a great record label that's got behind me to put this record out, called Baldwin County Public Records, and they're putting putting some effort into promoting my music and trying to get me out to, you know, get me out to some of the bigger towns and mm-hmm. new areas where I don't really go that often, and try to build up the base outside of my normal little hotbed, you know.
Gotcha. What about I don't know, it's just crazy because it's been so long. I guess it kind of goes back to John Hall's dad, like, since I guess someone has really kind of broke out of Mobile. We're a hotbed of talent right now with the Red Clay Strays.
You're
breaking out. Red and the Revelers are breaking out. It seems like a really good time for Mobile.
Yeah, man. There's a lot of great musicians in this town. Yeah, but you know, we all go on the road though. That's the secret to it. You know, you can play Mobile. You can get good in Mobile. You're not gonna make a living in Mobile, and you're not gonna rise to that national scene out of Mobile. I mean, maybe you could. Staying in Mobile, mm-hmm. You have to get on the road. And I don't think that's just exclusive to Mobile. I don't really think you could probably get big in any city.
Unless you're moving.
Unless you're like maybe in L.A. or New York or somewhere like that where I've never, you know, I don't really know anything about all that. So I'm kind of speaking out of turn, really. But I don't think that anybody from a town of this size is going to just focus on playing that town and really, you know, get to a place where they're a nationally recognized artist of some type, you know. It takes just constantly playing, you know. I mean, and I say that, but that's like in the way that I pursue it, you know. That they tell me that you can also just go on TikTok and make some TikTok videos and become a sensation.
It drives me crazy.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, that's another way, though. Like, I'm not trying to say that way is not valid, but you know, go for it if that's your thing, or if you're trying to become a viral sensation. I'm talking about playing like it's one thing I learned when talking about this. You know, people are I had a very distinct understanding of what I wanted to do when I started, and what I wanted to do is I wanted to take a guitar and sing my songs that I wrote to people and environments where they could hear what I was saying and what I was playing, mm-hmm. and attempt to make a connection with another human over a song. That's what I wanted to do. Now, that being said, that is a very small part of music. There's other people that want to make you dance. There's people that want to be background noise. There's people that want to make an environment where they can sell beer. There's all different kind of ways that you can pursue the music industry or to pursue a career in music. The way that I've chosen to pursue is the way of the songwriter that shares songs that he wrote in listening audiences. And so that being what it is, I have to travel. Okay. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to travel. I have to go out. I have to win a crowd one person at a time. Win an audience one person at a time, and I've been doing that for 7 years. And the recent successes that I've had have been a result of doing that for 7 years.
Yeah.
You know, just going out and meeting people. Like, I met you because of music. Mm-hmm. You know, we're buddies now. Well, I mean,
thanks, Farrell. Shout out.
Yeah,
It was Unhand the Monster.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And that was because of Ross Newell. Ross Newell told me about Unhand the Monster.
Yeah, well, I mean, and Farrell Gibbs approached me for Unhand the Monster, and it birthed this beautiful relationship. So, you know, that's the way I've chosen to pursue my career. I build relationships with other people, other musicians, other artists, other creators, other storytellers, other documentarians, mm-hmm. other people like that. And in the process, I make a lot of fans and play a bunch of shows you know, it works like that.
Yeah, and that's great. I mean, especially like since you came to Columbus and you had the show there, and like recently over a friend of mine's house in Columbus, and I'm just peeking down the hallway and boom, I see an Abe Partridge. And I'm like, Yeah, I know. I know we're cool now.
Yeah, yeah.
One of us. One of us.
Yeah.
So that's always cool, just seeing how that art's getting out and
yeah,
who's got it.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's like me and Garrett were joking last night. I think he had already known her, and he was just messing with her. But she had your Pop Country's Proposers hat on, and he was like, "I was gonna ask for your number just because you mess with Abe." It's like that's how I knew that we would be cool.
Yeah. Oh, Garrett, he's a good.
What about with everything going on with Alabama Astronaut and the Coots? That record, our CD is so slap out, isn't it?
No, it's still, we still have some. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we do still have some. We've sold a number of copies, and we've had a lot of great feedback from the record. Yeah, but it's still available, and we don't have any intentions of ever letting it go sold out. So
yeah,
we're gonna keep that thing. I mean, as long as me and Farrell is alive, you're gonna be able to get them songs, because we wasn't trying to make a collector's item. We're trying to make music that goes out and touches people.
Well, I mean, as you start listening through the Alabama Astronaut podcast and you get to know the Coots and you hear his message of like what he cares about, I mean, you can't help but you want to get behind him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he just wants to share his message. Right. It's a good message.
All right, right.
And so what about, and I know you're going to be busy touring, but as you're making your way through the country, you're going to be stopping off to get some more interviews in and keep working with them?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm still actively attending.
And I've still got to go.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the last one was a couple weeks before. I think the week before Christmas, I was... Me and Kathy did a three-day run up there, but I haven't gone this year yet. But I will. I try to go at least once a month. Yeah.
Since the podcast release, have they been having more attendance from outsiders at the churches, or more people trying to get in touch?
There has been a huge amount of people that have talked to me about wanting to go. They have had a few, I think. There's several different churches mentioned in the podcast, and all of them, I believe, have had people that have come out. I don't know how many.
Yeah.
But I actually talked with one of the preachers this morning. He called me, and we were talking, and he had somebody come last Sunday, I think it was, and said that he had, you know, listened to the podcast, wanted to see the church, so...
Yeah, just with people around Columbus, or when I was sharing it out with friends, and you know, they would call and get feedback, and it's like, I know that wasn't specifically about the religion, but I have been those people have been so misconstrued my entire life, like the way I was perceiving them.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I think that's what the podcast was trying to accomplish. Yeah. Was yeah, let's shed some honest light on this.
Yeah, yeah, and to show well. You know, I think what's important is that when people have something to say, you let them say it, you know, and you don't try to put your narrative on it. Mm-hmm. And so we're making a podcast about my attempt to record their music, but I think it definitely comes across in the podcast that we didn't want to... I made a very sincere attempt to understand what it is they believe, and you know, after about a year of doing it, I did come to understand it, you know, and that's a really powerful message, you know, and I mean, whether you believe it, you know, I don't think it's my duty to go in there and put my critique on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And just let it be.
And let it be, yeah. I mean, what I'm concerned about was their songs. And in the meantime, you know, yeah, I want them to be able to tell their story without me saying, or allowing anybody else to come in there and criticize or, you know, try to throw shade on them for the way that they attempt to exercise their freedom of religion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of things going on in the world. I mean, with seems all at once since the pandemic. I don't know if that's just because people are, I guess they're just more involved in paying attention because they kind of saw the importance of it and they had more time to look. But Jesus, seems like every day there's just something going on.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, yeah, you're right about that. I just try to keep my mind on what I can, what I can change and what I can control and what I can create. And
it'll consume you.
I've got friends, close friends, that consume that they began to be concerned about all the affairs of the world, and they just get consumed by it, and it will drive you crazy because you can't control any of it. You know, you're totally just observer of chaos.
Yeah, and you can't implement any change. You can't do anything about it.
No, you can't do anything to make it right. So, like, I know that there's a very chaotic and crazy world out there. But, like, I know that if I focus on that...
You won't get anything else done?
No, I won't. And I can get in a very dark place really fast. You know, because it's easy to go dark whenever... there's so much darkness all around you.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to focus on the good that you can find, hopefully in yourself, and hopefully in the change and that you can create and be the light that you can be in this darkness, because if you just look at the darkness, bro, that's a hopeless.
I'm trying to remember what that way it was put, but if you look into the void long enough, I mean, you'll become the void.
The void looks back at you.
I mean, it's even that way. Like, some people get upset with, you know, sport fans. Like, growing up in Alabama, it's Alabama or Auburn, and people get upset with you about which side you pull for. And then at the end of the day, it doesn't matter who's getting the national championship or who wins the Iron Bowl or whatever else.
Who won the national championship in 1993?
Couldn't tell you.
Me neither, buddy.
Yeah.
I was alive in 1993. Don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah. But, yeah, I like people liking what they like. But, you know, whether it's being concerned with, like, the world affair or your favorite football team, in the grand scheme of things, none of that's going to.
No.
You just gotta.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Keep your head down.
People, there are a lot of people waste a whole lot of their lives on nothing, you know, nothing.
I wanted to ask a little bit about last night, and just, I guess, really focus more on this weekend. But man, last night really was like a reunion. Daniel White came down, him and his wife. I mean, pretty much, he was down for the art show, too, as well.
Yes.
And that's kind of the way that he was pitching it, it appeared. It's like, it's just a weekend with Abe Partridge.
That's the way I designed it. I wanted everything to coincide that weekend. That way, my people like Nanny White, and Joe Francis could come down and be part of that.
Yeah, it was Red Clay Strays came out. Of course, I mean y'all had John and Andrew with you.
Yeah,
but it was good to see those guys. Good to see Red and the Revelers.
Everybody, all of my favorite people in the Mobile music scene were essentially there last night. I mean, save a few, you know.
Yeah.
But most all of my people, my favorite people, were there last night. Yeah, musicians.
Yeah. That's what I was like, man, that's what I was talking with Sid. I brought him over with me. We stayed in Foley over the weekend, and I was like, if I was to just look at everybody, I was like, I've had half the people in this room on Porch Talk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, dude, that was a musician's night.
Yeah.
I'm fortunate to have a whole lot of great, you know, great friends down here who all we support each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Their success is my success. Dude, I've always felt that way about Greg, about the Red Clay Strays, about Eric Erdman, about Laurie Ann Armour, about everybody.
Was Eric there last night?
No, he wasn't there. But, you know, just the Mulligan brothers when they were doing it, you know, Ross. I've always viewed it as a rising tide rises all ships, dude.
Yeah.
And
if one of us is doing good, we can all do good.
That's right. That's right. You know, mm-hmm. There is a thing that exists in music where this jealousy thing is so ugly, and you can spot it a mile away. But no, man, I'm so proud of all, you know, of all those guys, man. They're mm-hmm. and gals. They're just, I mean, we got some pretty amazing folks down here.
Really do.
And they're doing some great things.
I can't give Ross and Farrell a big enough shout out like when I started messing with Von Hand the Monster, because I mean, that was because I had lived down here for 6 years and I was completely unaware of everyone.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was playing too. I just never ran into each other. I was like,
that's crazy.
How does this happen?
Yeah.
That's like the same thing back in Columbus, and something that we've been trying to cultivate is like Columbus has always kind of really ebbed and flowed when it came to like supporting the music scene.
Uh-huh.
And so like what we're working really hard toward right now is like supporting each other.
That's it.
And getting the community, like if we can get the inside right, maybe we can get the outside to come
absolutely
in.
Dude, you got to have a base. It begins with a base of musicians and artists that are willing to collaborate and support one another, and it can grow from there. But if everybody's just fighting against each other and jealousy and envy and strife and all that stuff, good luck, bro. That's all I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you this, dude. The music business, and it don't matter how far. I mean, at least I'm not far up on the rung, buddy. But I'm further than I was when I started. And at every place, every rung on that ladder that I've been on, the people that are kind, nice, appreciative, and don't treat other people like don't be an asshole, treat other people with dignity and respect. It pays. You know, you reap what you sow, man. And when you're supportive and you spend your and you just constantly trying to elevate others, you in turn end up you also elevate yourself. But when you're constantly trying to tear down other people, yeah, it's going to tear yourself down. So like a scene, that's where it has to begin.
Mm-hmm.
with that kind of spirit.
Yeah, I think about like just Birmingham, and it's always good to see Red or, you know, you or the Strays coming up to play up there. And then first people on my mind is like Taylor Hollinsworth, Will Stewart, Early James.
Yeah.
If they ain't doing nothing, they're going to be there too.
Absolutely. Those are my friends.
Yeah
those are my friends. I love those guys. You know, I look at them like the same way I look at a lot of the local folks around here. It's like, man, I'm pulling for them. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm pulling for them all, hoping they continue to make all the strides that they've been making. And it's wonderful to see.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so talented.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at Alabama and what Alabama's got to offer right now. Show me somewhere else. I'm sure they're out there.
You'd be hard pressed.
Yeah. I would lie. You take 10 right now. Just pick 10 of the bands out of Alabama right now that are making strides out in the world at large, and you line them up against 10 from some other places. I bet you will give any place a run for their money.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Oh, I could list some names. I mean, hell, they've been nice enough to come on the show.
Absolutely.
You know, whether it's Muscle Shoals or Florence, Birmingham, Mobile.
Yeah.
That's three water and hose that is full of talent.
Full of them, yeah. And, if I started naming them, I'd miss that. I wouldn't name them because I'd miss people.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't be because there's that many.
Yeah.
They're really powerful artists that are making strides outside of their homes and going and taking it out to the world, and it's really powerful and sad to see.
I know you've probably been asked 100 times, but how did the Tyler Childers collab come up?
Well, I play frequently in the area that Tyler Childers is from. The region that he's from,
mm-hmm.
You know, that Eastern Kentucky area. And I pastored up there, of course, and I've always felt a connection to that area of the country. And I lived up there for years, right? Well, when I started my music, I also started making inroads up there. Inadvertently, it wasn't by intention. It was just the kind of music that I make resonates with people like that. And I think it's partly because, you know, when I started playing music, it wasn't like I learned to play music in Appalachia when I lived there.
Mm-hmm.
I learned how to play from old timers that got together at Siderville Music Store in Powell, Tennessee on every Thursday night when I was, you know, when I was a 19-year-old kid.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way I learned to play. I learned to pick banjo first before I learned to play guitar. And so the way I play music is informed by
where he's from.
That, yes. And so when I started going up to Appalachia, I think that my music resonated with those audiences more so than in other places because I had that shared origin of what I do stylistically, from a stylistic standpoint in my songwriting. Well, you know, I've played, you know, we just got a number of shared friends. I've met all of the people in Tyler's band. I painted a picture of Tyler Childers back in 2018 when he mm-hmm. was, whenever he got up on the Americana stage and accepted the Americana Award for Americana Music Award of the Year or whatever. And he said, Americana ain't no part of nothing. And I thought that was funny, and I painted him. Well, I just put a picture of it on Facebook, you know, and Instagram. Well, it got shared to the Tyler Childers fan club. Well, Tyler Childers' manager saw it. Tyler Childers came to play Mobile, and I think it was 2019 maybe, or maybe 2018, I'm not certain. And his manager said, hey man, we would like to have that painting. And so I went down there, and you know, I got backstage passes and got to go on the bus with Tyler and everything. So, you know, I wouldn't say we're like homies or nothing like that, but we're, you know, we've definitely shared some conversation, you know, and admiration. I mean, you know, he went on to the radio station here in Mobile, and I wish I had a recording of it, but I don't reckon it exists. But he did an interview in here in Mobile at the W92 Zoo, and he was interviewing with Mystic Marge,
mm-hmm.
and she said, "Hey, we heard that you've got one of our local artists, Abe Partridge's paintings of you." And he says, "Oh yeah." And he's like, "Yeah, Abe Partridge's a good painter, but have you heard his songs?" and I was like, "Damn, why didn't I needed that on tape?" You know, that's what I need to put in my promo, my press kit. You know, Tyler Childers. Damn, have you heard his song? Or whatever, you know.
If he approves, what does that say?
Yeah. So anyway, you know, it's not like he picks up the phone and calls me all the time or anything like that. But I put out the podcast. Sorry.
All good.
I put out the podcast back in September, and I think in October, his manager, Ian, called me, and... you know, Ian has some of my artwork as well. He's bought some artwork from me in the past. And, you know, I mean, I'll text him happy birthday and stuff like that when it's his birthday. He's another one of those guys. You know, we have a good relationship every time we see each other and we talk. But he said, "Hey, man, you know, Tyler wants you to paint something for this, can I take my hands to heaven record?" And I was like, yeah. I was floored, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like Billboard top 10, not country, like top 10 records, like beyond Beyonce's record.
Right.
And they were like, "Hey, you want to paint something for it?" I was like, "Yeah."
Yeah, I think that's a good move.
Yeah. And so I was honored. I mean, it's like I told, you know, I talked to Tyler the other day. He called, you know, and I was like, "Dude, just thank you. And I have the utmost respect for all that you do." And, you know, I mean, I think that record he put out is freaking smoking, dude. And that Way of the Triune God's one of the best songs I've heard come out in a long time. Mm-hmm. You know,
I agree.
I was honored to be a part of it, dude.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go see him in April, actually. He's playing in New Orleans. I got backstage tickets.
Nice.
Go out there and hang with him, yeah.
Get the reunion going.
Yeah.
Well, man, that is, I know it's, we about need to be wrapping it up.
Okay.
Three questions to walk it out the door.
All right.
Just to plug the Alabama Astronaut Art Club. Is there any openings?
Yes, I think there's about 12 openings right now. Yeah. It boomed, topped out for a few months, went down. I think it got down into 70s a few times, and I think we're riding around 88 or something like that. 88? Yeah, so that would mean... yeah, so there's 12, about 12 spots. But yeah, there's all... Yeah, we got openings, man. We haven't had to turn anybody away in about a year and a half, so...
I gotta say, it's a Facebook group as well, and I mean, I've met some people on the internet through that group that I became friends with,
yeah,
you know, in real life, and... it's a cool place to be.
So yeah.
If you've got any interest in that, I would highly recommend
Thank
it.
Thank you, Alan.
I've been in there from almost the get-go.
Yeah, buddy. You're one of the, like, first people, man. You've been in there the whole time. Yeah, there's probably about 25, 30 people that joined month one and are still in, dude. And you know, I said it at my art show on this past Saturday. Those people gave me the financial means to accomplish what I accomplished in creating Alabama Astronaut the podcast. Like without that art club being in place, from people like you, like that's what paid my bills. While I didn't get paid to go up there and do any of that stuff.
Right.
That was a year and a half of labor. And the closest church to right here, my house, is 6 hours away. So I put some miles down, buddy, and, you know, many nights on the road. And that art club is what the art club, I mean, and that's another reason I'm glad we called the podcast Alabama Astronaut the Podcast. It's kind of like paying homage to the art club as well, because the art club made that possible.
All right, so we had the release show last night for the Psych Peas. Is that going to be readily available on streamers now?
We're going to put the record online on today's Monday. We missed the day. Yeah, we'll have the record up online to where you can go to abepartridge.com and buy the Psych Peas album.
Right on.
Record. And then it should be up on streaming platforms within the next month or so.
All right, and question two, I guess that was two, three. What about just social media plugs? Get all that in. Where are you most active, and where can people keep up with what you're doing?
AbePartridge.com or Facebook at Abe Partridge or Instagram at Abe Partridge. I maintain all those. Kathy is my wife. Has been running a little Twitter thing, but it's
hard to get traction on there.
I don't like Twitter, and I don't get on there. And then Kathy also made me one of them TikToks. I don't know nothing about it. I don't like it. But apparently I'm on there too. But if you want to hear from me directly, just contact me through my website.
Right on. All right, last question. Walking out of the door, you mentioned you got a new record coming out in April. Is that going to be Alabama Skies?
It's going to be called Love in the Dark.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Alabama Skies was just like an EP that we released back in November on vinyl only. And
I've got a copy. It's a good record.
Yeah. It's like a precursor to Love in the Dark. So Love in the Dark is coming out in April. It's going to be my second full-length album, and I plan on touring nationally and internationally behind it.
All right, man. Well, it was always good to catch up and chat, man. Appreciate the hospitality.
You too, brother.
All right, we out of here.
Silence of the night, as the falsely civilized come to seek their thrills, and the Holy Ghost roams these dripping streets alone. But he can't find a single heart to steal. It's just another smiling face and a phony handshake, as them posers fill the art district streets. So I just smile back, ashamed of the whole act. That's the price I pay for being part of the scene. Black flag t-shirt from a designer in New York that in an act of rebellion you bought off Amazon, and you covered your jacket with reproduction band patches that you never listened to even when you were young. But I could love enough for the both of us, but it's getting harder for me to count the cost, because with every dirty dollar, man, I'm beginning to wonder if there's any purity left in my great heart. May have played his fiddle, but Rome rotted from the middle, and folks have a way of weaving myths into tales. We know our story all so well. It was heroin and shotgun shells. To my generation's art died with Chris Cornell. Maybe it's the influences of my youth that gave me this jagged truth. Maybe it's my punk rock ideals, but this old hippie jam, it's a beach town trinket scam. And like Dylan, man, I'm stuck in Mobile. Up on crying, so it may appear that I ain't trying. It's just hard to be an artist in this town, so I'll curse here to try. I'll close my eyes and I'll sing to God, 'cause I knew you wouldn't listen anyhow. Oh yes, I knew you wouldn't listen.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.